on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for October 20th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Phil. How you doing, Phil?
What's going on, Taryn? We're just in this season, and I'm trying to have as much fun as I possibly can because, like, we're getting Big Brother, but, oh, man, it's getting a little bit hard, but, I'm still out there, still trying to have fun. I'm excited to talk to you today.
Yes, yes. The days are long. it's really to me. There's like one or two conversations a day that seem to have a little bit of some clues as to like what Cody might do or like what the jury might do over here. And so that's really where we are here with the live feed updates. But we are going to tell you everything important that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 76 in the house. And there were a couple things to talk about here. One is that Christmas had a conversation with Nicole. They're talking about jury votes. And I thought this was kind of illuminating in terms of where Nicole stands, especially. But Nicole says that she feels like Christmas would have Memphis and Tyler kind of pulling for her in the jury. And Christmas is like, well, I don't know about Tyler, but yeah, yeah. And Christmas thinks Nicole would have Danny. And Nicole's like, well, I don't know. I think Danny might be pro Cody.
Yeah, I mean, and Nicole even says like I think Danny's gonna just be mad at me for something, which I mean she actually got that right. I was very much expecting her to kind of have a wrong read on it as well, but it's good that she knows that Danny's way more in love with Cody at this point than she is with Nicole. I also just think Nicole's trying to kind of they're making small talk, so she's getting Christmas to say Memphis and Tyler are in your bag. Like you have them in your back pocket for if you make it to the jury. But I really don't really see even Memphis really voting for or respecting Christmas. Like I know they get along, but like game wise, I know that like Memphis definitely would respect like Cody's game more than Christmas's game.
Yeah, I honestly think Christmas has it backwards. I think Tyler is more likely to stick up for Christmas than Memphis. Nicole talks about how Enzo will have Davon, and that Enzo he's gonna have so many. It was Christmas that said Enzo will have Davon, and Nicole says Enzo's gonna have a lot of people. There's not a single person in that jury house that dislikes Enzo, that's mad at Enzo for any reason. Like Kevin loves Enzo. That's dangerous. David, he's going to be against Cody. He didn't like Cody. He liked Enzo a lot. He's going to be for Enzo. And this is again, I think a little illuminating as to where Nicole stands on this, that, obviously she's talked a lot about taking Cody and feeling like she'll probably lose to him, but she's also talking about how Enzo has a lot of votes. And I have to wonder how much of that is a part of this decision that she is going to be taking Cody to the end.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a good thing that Nicole is aware, I think, of how the jury and other people perceive her. Like at this point, this is her third season. She kind of knows how like people, different types of jurors are going to vote. And so, like, it's very great that Nicole knows that. Now, at the same time, it's like, I do think that Nicole still would have a better shot at the end with Enzo than she would with Cody. But of course, there's just no scenario which that would happen. But it is now the fact that they're talking about Enzo, like he is this, like, he is a great social player, but they're hyping him up. They're saying like, all like the early pre-jurors would be voting for Enzo, like Davon, David, all of them, Kevin. So it's kind of hyping up Enzo as more of a threat than I actually think he is. But at this point, it's just frustrating that they're not really seeing Cody in the same way, or at least Nicole is really trying to not see Cody in that same way.
Yeah, I agree. And it's hard to like super blame them because juries are unpredictable. And again, in the last few seasons, the jury has gone for a player like Enzo, the person that's just like a loyal soldier that has good relationships. Enzo has better relationships than Casey or Josh in terms of like quantity and like how much he talked to them and how much he should be able to expect their votes. That's just not the case this season. And to be fair to them, we saw it the same way for a long time. We were like, Enzo is a front runner to win this game. Maybe not the front runner, but a front runner. And when Memphis was like, hey, Enzo's the guy I want to take to the final two, I think I can beat Enzo, we were like, you fool! Enzo will trash you in the final two. And now it's like, oh no, and Memphis actually probably would have beat Enzo.
Well, I think the thing is, like, I mean, I think you guys have, like, we were talking about it a few days ago, but it's like, it's so true that now, like, competitions matter more than anything. And I think that's one thing that we always forget about Modern Big Brother. We always still think about it as, like, a social and strategic game. And that's the reason why I like it. I assume that's the reason why you like it. I assume that's the reason why everyone likes it. But now I feel like the competitions, like, weigh so much more than they do. And, like, if you are able to win those endgame competitions, those matter more than the bonds you even make, because it's just something that you can see on paper. You know what I mean? Social relationships, you can't see that on paper. It's kind of what you think personally. And so I think jurors are very just, they want to just make sure that they're voting for the right winner. And so they're like, okay, this person won more competitions than I guess they won. And so Cody's the one who's kind of in that spot right now. So over Enzo, even though I think Enzo does have great social relationships.
Yeah. Christmas does let, and this is a little bit later in the day, but Christmas does let Nicole know that in the jury house, if she's in the jury house, she will be campaigning for Nicole, that she will try to stick up for Nicole. So Nicole will have probably one vote, assuming Christmas sticks her ground, stands her ground, and isn't persuaded by everybody else to go the other way.
I mean, it would be Christmas's MO, I think, to get persuaded by, as soon as she gets there, Memphis and Tyler, then, oh no, we're actually voting for so-and-so. And Christmas will be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I feel like Christmas would go to Memphis like, hey, I really think Nicole deserves it. What do you mean? No, I think Memphis could theoretically go that way as well. Just the former winner aspect is very impressive to him. But it wouldn't be like a, you know, I think it would just be because of that. But then the two of them, could they convince anyone? I mean, Memphis and Christmas, I don't think so. Yeah. I don't know.
I really don't see that. Although I think a big thing would just depend on how Nicole even handles herself in the final speech. If Memphis can see that, like, Nicole is very just like, I am a former winner, like, you guys let me get here, I think Memphis would respect that. But otherwise, I think he'd kind of think that Cody played the better game. But yeah, I either way, I think Christmas is going to just follow whatever Memphis says. But yeah, it could be for Nicole.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, especially as the day goes on, it's looking more and more like the only way Nicole gets there is if she wins. And if she wins, she's taking Cody. And I think the act of taking Cody really doesn't do her much credit in the jury either. So Nicole does tell Christmas that she thinks Cody will take Enzo to the final two. And then after Christmas leaves this conversation, Nicole says to the cameras, she doesn't even realize that I was going to evict her this week over Cody if I had won the veto. She doesn't even see it. She doesn't even know that Cody is my number one. I'm glad I didn't have to do it, because she would have been upset about it. She would be mad about it. But she doesn't even realize Cody's my number one.
It's like Nicole is like, she talks about how Cody is her ticket to final three. That's what she's been saying in the DRs and stuff like that. And like, I think like what we saw in the feeds today, it just shows like she's in the final three now. She's made it to the final three. Now she has to start playing for herself. Like, she can't keep saying, oh, I need Cody just a little bit longer, a little bit longer. Like, you can't take him to the final two. I know we're just saying the same stuff, but it's, I wish Nicole could actually see that, like, if there's a certain time where, like, you can't have a meat shield anymore. You need to figure out what you're doing. And Nicole would smoke Christmas. I don't know why she would vote to evict Christmas over Cody, just because I guess her and Cody do have a better relationship, but she has to see, and I know she does, but she really needs to understand that, like, fully understand that, so that, you know, she can actually have a great shot of winning this thing. So,
yeah, and I know this has been the assumption for a while, but to me, this was like really like the nail in the coffin that she genuinely does plan to take Cody to the final two, that she confirmed to us that she really would have evicted Christmas over Cody. If she's willing to do that at the final four, there's no reason she wouldn't be willing to cut Enzo to take Cody in the final three. And just the way that she says that Cody is her number one and that she's his number one, that, like, that is just the way things are right now. And I think that's what she sees as her path. And we even heard a little bit of her reasoning when she was talking to Christmas, which is that Enzo is friends with a lot of the people on the jury, and so that's a reason not to take Enzo and to take Cody. If we needed further confirmation, I think this is locked in now. I fully believe she is taking Cody to the final two.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also like, now she knows that just like Cody's bases are covered at the final three, because she also does know for a fact that Enzo would take Cody over Nicole. And so now, like, the fact that Cody's bases are covered, that shows great gameplay. You know what I mean? It shows that, you know, Cody's done a great job. And I think she should, you know, understand that and see, like, wow, like, it doesn't even matter who Cody doesn't really care who he takes to the end. Like, it could be me or Enzo, and he'd smoke either of us, but she's not seeing that.
Yeah. So Cody's going to talk to Nicole. They talk for a while about Danny and a bunch of people, but there's one conversation in particular that I thought was interesting when Nicole, they were talking about Devon, and Nicole is talking about Devon, and she says that Devon called Nicole an emotional player, and that Devon liked to play around with her emotions. And we know this. We saw this. Devon often played the guilt trip card quite a bit. Like, she loved guilt tripping people. Cody even talks about the conversation that she had with him where she was like, Cody, you don't hang out with me as much as you hang out with other people, and I see you laughing with other people and you don't laugh with me like that. And then afterwards she went to the camera, she was like, I just got him good. He's going to feel so guilty. But like, Cody had no idea what to do with it. He was like, what do you mean? Like, what do you want from me? But Nicole says that that she responds to it, like that it worked on her, that she always responded the way that Devon wanted her to. And it got me thinking about this is why Devon trusted Nicole so much, because those are the tools that Devon uses in the game. She uses like the guilt tripping, the like, I want to make you have an emotional response based on my prodding. And Nicole is a very, as she says, emotional player. Somebody that we talked about last night, somebody that feels bad about doing things in the game, feels guilt all the time, very prone to feeling guilt. So I think my theory now is that Devon, who loves to guilt trip people, trusts Nicole because Nicole is easily guilted. And so when you are doing something with somebody and it works on them, you feel like you have control over that relationship. And the week that Devon left, the week that she was like, hey, Nicole, you really did vote that way, right? You would never do this to me, right? You would tell me the truth. This matters on a per, like, it was a very guilt trippy way of asking. And she felt like Nicole must be telling the truth because she's so easily guilted. And I think that's where it was. And Cody, who is not easily guilted, couldn't connect with Devon on that level. And I think I've cracked something there.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think that's very true. And I also, Cody was kind of just like annoyed by that. But this also just makes me think about like how like this is going to actually manifest in like the way Daevon votes, like when she goes to the jury. And I also just think that like Daevon is totally, she's going to totally be eating it up and totally like be like in the spotlight and definitely like be up, like, I don't know, hype up like how much Nicole betrayed her. Because I think, again, what they were saying in the house, it's like they know that Daevon, this is what Daevon kind of feeds off of. That's kind of just like, I mean, that's how she gets her power in the house in a way. And that's how she kind of picks the people that she likes based off of like the people that she can connect with emotionally and the people that she can, again, like in Nicole's instance, like guilt trip. So I think that like if she makes Nicole feel really guilty in the jury, then, you know, maybe Daevon will respond well to that. And maybe Daevon will vote for Nicole. I don't know.
It's possible. I mean, she's done it before, right? I don't think it's likely this time, because I think what my read on it is that she thought that Nicole always acted one way, and then now that she did the guilt tripping and Nicole still lied, she's like, how dare she? Like, she didn't adhere to, and I don't think these are like conscious thoughts necessarily, but she really betrayed who I thought she was. And whereas Cody was always more upfront about, you know, who he is, I don't know. But we'll see. I don't think it's completely impossible, for Nicole to get Daevon's vote either, but I do think it seems a lot more likely that that Cody gets it, considering, you know, what we've been hearing from the jury house so far. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So Nicole also tells the story of a couple tries.
You know, continue
to everyone in the house. That was interesting. Cody says to the cameras, okay, so this is another important piece from yesterday. He says that he does not fully trust either Nicole or Enzo to take him to the final two, that he's maybe like 95% on Enzo and like a little bit less on Nicole, that he actually trusts Enzo more than he trusts Nicole to take him to the final two. She's sneaky enough to make that happen. She's always telling him that she's going to lose to him. And she's trying to like play it up like that she's willing to lose to him. But he's like, that's a weird thing to say. Who's willing to lose to somebody like that? And so he's really hoping that Enzo wins part two of the final three HOH. And to me, this reads that he is more likely to take Enzo to the final two than Nicole. And the reason is I've always thought that he's going to take the person he feels more indebted to, the person he feels closer to, because he can probably beat either of them. Number two, I think he probably sees Enzo as a little bit easier to beat in the first place. He's called him Victoria before. And Nicole is a former winner. Number three, I've said that I kind of feel like what Cody might do is he might just take whoever wins part two. So it's the easiest path. Like, oh, we just promise each other we're going to take each other, and then that's it. And so all of those things kind of point to him wanting to take Enzo, especially if he wants Enzo to win part two. And he backs this up later in the night. He's going to be like studying with Enzo, like trying to prepare him as much as possible for like, here's how you win part two. I really want you to win part two. So again, to me, I'm kind of feeling like, I think he takes Enzo. I really do.
Yeah. I think I'm totally on that too. I think like after today, it solidified that for me. Although at the same time, Cody was also saying, just to the cameras or just to us, about how like if he makes it to the final two and anyone beats him, like it's like it's out of spite, like that's how confident I am. And he also just says how confident he is that like he knows that like regardless, like he doesn't think Nicole, like he's sketched out by Nicole a little bit, but he also thinks that like when it comes down to it, like Nicole and Enzo do at this point, like there's a rift broken in their relationship, and I think Nicole would take Cody, obviously, I think, over Enzo. And so Cody knows that. So Cody is at the point now, it's so perfect for him where like he is confident that he is going to make it to the end and that he's going to win the whole thing, which is, I guess, insane to say at Final Four, but he knows it better than anyone else. And it's amazing. But, he would take Enzo for sure. But I also think that it doesn't really matter that much if like Nicole won it, and because Nicole would just take him and then he would.
Mm-hmm. I do think that there's room for him to change his mind here as well. Like I said, I think because it doesn't really matter, like if Nicole does win part two, I could see him like really doubling down and saying, you know what? Okay. Making a deal with Nicole. I'm going to end up taking Nicole, or something along those lines, you know, Enzo, I do think kind of pissed him off in the Final Four HOH and that could weigh on him a little bit. He could just still be planning on taking Nicole. He just wants Enzo to win part two because he doesn't trust that Nicole would take him. And he just feels like he has a better chance to beat Nicole. And honestly, like, hearing about Christmas, knowing that Memphis is potentially a vote for Nicole, like I can see Nicole getting a couple votes. I don't know if I see Enzo getting a couple votes at this point. So maybe it is even easier to beat Enzo at this point based on what we've seen. I don't know. Honestly, I think it's a toss up either way. I think they're both fairly easy to beat and they both have a couple of outs for a couple of votes. But either way, I think, we're just trying to figure out like who's going to get that second place money.
Yeah. I mean, Christmas is, I guess, really rooting for getting that second place money.
Yes. But
I like also we heard like them talk about like, you like Enzo and Cody were saying like, oh, like they're scheming, like they're scheming. Like Nicole's already she's trying to talk to Christmas. She's trying to get Christmas's jury vote, like, you know, she's trying. So I think they also are still just like talking about how Nicole is really, you know, she's trying to get those jury votes. She's trying to get Christmas on her side, even though, Christmas tried to betray her. And so Nicole's really trying to strengthen that bond just for the jury vote. And I think that definitely scares Enzo. And I'm sure it scares Cody as well. Like, I don't think Cody would really want to face something like that, even though it would just be Christmas's vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they do speed round questions that are gross. We don't really talk about it, but it happened.
Yeah. I skipped that. All the toilet paper stuff.
Christmas makes her pitch to Cody. And this is what I wanted her to be doing. It's a little bit late, in my opinion. And also, it's not what I wanted it to be, but that's not surprising. It's Christmas. Christmas is pitched to Cody. It's the basics are mostly there, right? She says, I will take you to the final two. I will bring you to the final two. If I win part three, I will take you to the final two. And you can, if you win part three, you can take whoever you want. You're not even indebted to taking me. That already, I think, is a mistake. What are you doing? You don't need to take me. That might work like in an abstract way early on in a season. That's not going to work in the final three. Like if you want, you can take Enzo. You can take whoever. It's not my problem. No.
I think, well, she's coming at it from like a powerless angle where she knows that Cody is obviously holding all the power. So she's trying to be like, oh, do whatever you want for me. Just please, let's keep me safe. But I think she's somewhat saying the right things. Like, yeah, you have to make, I guess, like if you want to stay, you have to make a final two deal. But I think the way she's phrasing it and the way she's going about it, like she later said that, like, yeah, like I'd be like, fine. Like if I got second place against you, like I know I'd probably lose and it would be okay. But like, why would Cody believe that story? Like Cody knows that Christmas has not been in this house for 76 days just to lose to him. Like she has to go on it from an honest and like realistic angle where like it would be believable for Cody and it would make sense for Cody. Like I know Cody knows that like he would smoke Christmas in the final two and she knows it too. The whole conversation is just a giant lie where Cody is just saying, oh yeah, maybe. I mean, I'll think about it, but yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just like, and Christmas is just selling him something that neither of them believe. So it's too late for this. And honestly, it's just unnecessary.
Yeah, it's like when you're watching a movie about like kidnapping, and the person that's been kidnapped is just like, I swear I won't tell anybody about this. I'll just go back to my life. I won't call the police. Like, there's no reason for the kidnapper to believe this. Why would you ever not tell the police about being kidnapped after you're not kidnapped anymore? It's the same thing. Like, she's saying anything, like anything at all, to try and make it seem like, you know, like anything you want, like you cannot take me, but I'll take you. And she says again, I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus, but I think that I'm the best person for you to take to the final three. It's like, and Cody even says, like, I mean, if you have stuff to throw people under the bus with, like, what do you got? She's like, you know, I'm not going to say anything like that. I don't have anything like that. Cody says he feels anyone would cut him at this point. And Christmas tries to say, like, well, look, Enzo has had flawless jury management. Nicole is a former winner. I've pissed people off. You should want to sit next to me in the final two. And Cody says, well, I'm kind of concerned because I've heard that I will be tough to beat in the end and that people don't want to sit next to me. He's heard those things coming from Christmas. And Christmas says, look, I don't want to sit next to you. But I will if that's what it takes. I would be thrilled to get second place. I would love to lose. And this is again just like, no.
At least it's coming from like a somewhat realistic angle where she kind of knows, like, I don't really want to do this, but yeah, I will. And she also says, like, she just talks about like how, like, I'm a loyal person. Like, you saw my loyalty in the committee. Like, you saw my loyalty, like from last season. Like, I will be loyal to you. But like, those were all formed early on. It's final four. I don't think that she would just start this new alliance in final four with someone that she knows that, you know, will totally beat her. So it's like, again, yeah, it's kind of just a pointless conversation that Cody knows, like, he has to have it with her, but it's also just like in one ear, out the other for him, I think.
Yeah, it is like you just can't tell somebody that you're willing, that you're like, and this is Nicole's problem too. And the problem is that Nicole is genuine about it. But Nicole does secretly harbor like these thoughts of like, I can beat Cody though. And so, like, that's what Cody wants to hear. Cody wants to hear that Nicole thinks she can beat him, because that will make Cody feel more at ease that she's actually willing to take him. And it's the same thing with Christmas. Like, what I proposed, what I would want Christmas to say is like, oh, you and me in the end, it'll be Clash of the Titans. We're the best players of the game, of the season. It's us battling it out. This is an all-star season. That's the way to go. And like, just imply that she feels like she can beat him because she's on his level. And in his mind, he'll be thinking, this idiot thinks she's on my level.
Well, like, I think that's like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, that would make Cody feel more comfortable. That would, like, oh, she really thinks she can beat me. She might actually take me to the end. And she might give the same pitch to the jury. And if they hear this pitch, like,
they'll lose it.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's also just like that's what Cody and Enzo kind of have right now, where the way they kind of talk about everything, it's very just like, oh, yeah, we'll just go to the end and see what happens. Like, later on in the night, I know, I'm sorry, I'm skipping ahead a little bit. But like later on, like when Cody and Enzo are studying, like Enzo starts like talking about like the jury votes and who he thinks is going to vote for who. And Cody just shuts it down. Cody's just like, you know, we'll just get to the end and we'll just talk about it then. Because I think if Cody knows that Enzo is processing all the jury votes and Enzo starts to see, oh, wait, maybe I can't win this. That's obviously like a big problem for Cody. And so Cody wants to make sure that Enzo feels like he can win it so that he wouldn't start reconsidering other options. He wouldn't like try to take Nicole instead or something like that.
Exactly. And it's one of those things like that Derek did. Derek, he helped facilitate this pact that everyone would vote for Victoria in the end if they took Victoria to the end. And it is stuff like that where, you know, you just introduce a little bit of doubt. And so it's like, oh, well, I could lose to Victoria. It's possible. And that makes it so much harder to go back on your word, to the person that you're trying to go with. And so Cody needs to feel like that they're making the decision based out of some kind of rational thought and not just, well, I'm loyal to you. Because even Cody, the poster boy for I took Derek because I was loyal, had some rational thought involved as well. Well, Victoria might actually beat me because of this pact. I might as well just go with my buddy. And so, like, he of all people knows that it's like, I'm not relying on this loyal thing.
Yeah, I think that's like, well, I think that's just how, like, great, like, just team building or, like, I guess, like, cult making or something like that, where, like, you need everyone kind of, you need to have something, some sort of, like, I guess, like, suspicion or something, like, I guess not just a common enemy, but some rule that everyone feels like they have to follow, some precondition so that, like, they all feel like they're at the top and they feel like they know more than everyone else. You know what I mean? That's how a great leader, I think, runs things, where they kind of can tell someone else, like, no, like, you are the one doing this. You're the one doing this. And so, like, they are doing their part in just a larger cog, a larger machine. I think that Cody's executing this flawlessly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so then Cody and Enzo study and they prepare for the final HOH. And that was basically the night, unless you had more, Phil.
No, it was just them studying. Christmas went to bed. It's just like today, people were just kind of running and jogging and napping, and there was not that much going on. But I think we were able to pick out, I guess, some of the highlights. They also talked about earlier on when they were talking about Davon. They were talking about like Davon and David, and how like they thought that David had a crush on Davon. It was just, and then they like. They also then talked about how, like, when Bailey found out that they were talking about how David had a crush on Davon, Bailey got super mad, and Bailey was like, oh, like, that's going to put a target on our backs. It's going to put a target on our alliances back. And they were just talking about that.
Yes. Well, that's what led into the couple tries, couple guys story. But yeah, they talked about Day-Day that whole thing. That didn't work out too well.
You know, RIP, maybe All Stars 2. We bring both of them back and then it'll happen for that season.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what we have for you today. Thank you all for joining us. I will be back tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern for the Stockwatch Roundtable. If you want to fill out the survey and rate the players, then you can find it on my Twitter at @ArmstrongTaren. I will have it pinned to the top of my profile. I will be tweeting it out after this podcast ends, so give it like 5 to 10 minutes and you will see the survey there. You can fill it out, rate the players, say who you feel the jurors are going to vote for. And also, who do you plan to vote for America's favorite player? Plenty of good stuff in the survey today. Make sure you fill it out and then tune in tonight, where we will go over it all and update the prices on the Stockwatch, on the Roundtable. And then, of course, tomorrow morning, I'll be back to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. And then tomorrow night, we'll have a recap. So we will on Thursday as well, all of the rest of the stuff.
And
so.
Friday too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every night this week. Phil, where can people find you?
Sorry, wait. my bad. You can follow me on twitter.com at @ListenUpPhilip, and you can follow me on letterboxd.com at @PNTJR, where I'm just always writing movie and TV show reviews. Check me out.
All right. Any new movies or shows that you liked recently?
I just watched Twins for the first time, like the Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. That's such a tender and sweet and sincere movie. It's also really dumb. The plot is horrible. Mm-hmm. But sorry, I'm coughing so much. But it just made me miss the fact that we used to have movie stars and we would just go see, look at these two. Like, I'd see a movie with these guys, and that's the whole pitch. basically. Yeah. We don't have that anymore, but it made me really, I guess, just miss that era.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. Go watch Twins. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I'll see you next time.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.